How does this sound? What about flying in a plane? I presume at a discount. I hope at a discount. But flying in a plane to head off to your next holiday. No windows. No windows. Chris Parry's a travel writer. Good morning, Chris.
G'day, Gareth. How are you going?
I'm okay. Who's going to fly in a windowless plane?
Well, it's an interesting one, isn't it? It's really one of those ones that comes under the heading, doesn't it make you think? I can see sort of lots of opportunities. I'm not sure whether the airlines will end up discounting tickets for this one. It could actually become a bit of a premium product for them.
Right. So who's talking about flying with no windows?
Well, it's Emirates are looking at putting out planes that are windowless. And their argument for it at the moment is it will make aircraft safer because of the rigidity issues and airframes, and that they can fly higher and that they'd also burn less fuel, those sorts of things. So that's the argument why they want to do it. They're also saying that it would give more room for passengers within the airframe. So whether that would be the case or would they just pack in an extra seat, we don't know.
So that is pretty interesting. So what, we might actually get a bit more space, the trade-off being you can't look out the window.
Yeah, I guess what they're looking at doing at the moment is saying that they will beam using like fiber optic cameras to beam the image that's outside into the plane.
Right.
But I think there's some great opportunities here. If you can think back to when mystery flights were popular, wouldn't it be great to go on a mystery flight where the image that was being beamed into the plane was actually going the wrong way, the wrong destination? So you actually had no idea where you were going. You might actually think, looking at the images that are being beamed, that you're going to Europe, and then when you get off the plane, you're actually in Africa or America.
I think that's a bit much for me. I'm not sure that I can handle that psychologically, Chris. It's very interesting because it was only Emirates yesterday talking about perhaps shaking up the way that they offer fares at the moment, you know, rather than just economy, premium economy, business, whatever, but actually having sort of a sub-economy where you don't get any luggage or, you know, you might be prepared to put up with an even smaller seat or whatever. Does this speak to Emirates trying to do what, to further customise our options or to make more money or both?
I think it's about customising options. They're also talking about being able to do check-ins in your house. Actually turning up at your house and weighing your bags and giving you your boarding pass.
Gee.
Now, I have to say the last thing I need when my family travels is someone else in the house and crowding the doorway. It's not going to happen. But I do see where they're going in terms of, I guess, diversifying their product. And if you think of this idea of the windowless plane, the opportunities that are there to even have, while we've got business class and premium economy and all these sorts of areas, you could actually have a kids zone now where the actual sides of the plane would be beaming kids' movies. So that's going to certainly be a good thing for those that are travelling with kids to be able to say, look, we'll put our kids in the kids' zone, and the sides of the plane, rather than having windows, we'll play Peppa Pig or whatever it is that the child wants.
I guess a lot of long-haul flights tend to be sort of overnight anyway. I wonder whether they would really be missed.
Well, I think that's another thing. I mean, while we can sort of talk about some of those opportunities that might be there for the mystery flights or the kids, I think there's a really sensible thing that could be applied here in terms of the image that's beamed, and that's related to our circadian rhythms. You go on a long-haul flight and you get off jet lag. If the images that were being portrayed instead of windows sort of reflected when you should be sleeping, so it's showing starlight and moonlight and those sorts of things, you might actually get off the plane more refreshed. You might actually feel that flying on a plane without windows has benefit of making you rest more effectively.
At the moment, you've got to have your shutters up, don't you, on takeoff and landing? And I always thought that was so that passengers could spot, you know, smoke or whatever out the window if there was a problem. So what happens with that? They'd need to rewrite all the safety rules, wouldn't they?
Yeah, well, there'd be a need for a new safety card that we'd all need to pay attention to.
Yes, indeed there would. What do you reckon? Is it for you, Chris? Give it a go?
Look, I don't mind the idea. It actually has got me thinking about even car travel as well. And I think about, you know, I wouldn't have to hear any more of "Are we there yet?" from my kids. It would be replaced with "I don't want to stop." We'd get to the destination, they'd just be looking at the door, watching whatever movie they've got on, rather than looking out the window, being bored. So I think there are opportunities there.
Thanks for your time, Chris.
No worries.
Chris Parry, travel writer. What do you think? 9221882. Would you be willing to fly on a plane without windows?